But like we would like I think mine was like Datsuk Briere like and a Finneganov or something. Like it was like old school NHL.
Those aren't real names. Just take syllables. Welcome to the Crown Indians Podcast. We talk about our favorite games, video game news, just about anything else. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm here with my best friends, Marissa and Sacco. I'd like to remind everybody that there are no stupid questions, so I'm going to start us off with a question right now, Marissa.
Hey, Matt. I was actually really disappointed with that opening because you just should have left Sacco out. Just no.
I thought Sacco. You were... I agree with you, first of all. Future notes. I thought you were gonna say you were disappointed because I'm losing my voice again.
Oh no, that's pretty standard.
Yeah, which once every 2 months. every
I'm worried about you.
No, it's fine. I didn't, but it's not emo night related.
I know, because you haven't been going to emo night.
No, I haven't, because I work on the nights that emo nights happens. But there was a disco on one of the days that I was off, and I went to a disco, and I yelled and lost my voice. It was fun.
I know discos mean something different now, but I literally imagine an 80s disco every time you say that. Was
It was pretty much like
disco.
Yeah, I love it.
It was a little more club bangers.
Sacco's dancing, by the way, and I need everyone to know this is why he's not invited to the discos.
I can't believe you would say that to me. I'm invited to all the discos. I disco dance with the best of them.
If you can't believe I would say that to you, then you do not know me at all.
My bell-bottom pants and my afro. I disco with all of them.
All the greats. Clarifications. There was a lot of people wearing bell-bottoms. It was like that, but it was like, it wasn't mainstream music. Like I was expecting to listen to ABBA and like the Bee Gees, but it was a bit more club music. But then when a song that I did recognize came on, I was like belting it, which is how I lost my voice. So just for the audio listeners, you're welcome for this lovely quality.
It's raspy, man.
Hopefully it's in 4K. Can audio be in 4K?
No, it can be high res.
I'm pretty sure we've had this
every time I lose my voice.
Every time.
Probably.
Listen, Marissa, all I have to say is this isn't going to be one of my best podcasts. If I was going to put it down under an age, it would be
what
in the Bronze Age.
Do I smell a segue?
Whoa.
Definitely would not be the golden age of my podcast.
Not
anyways,
a segue.
Speaking of ages, what's today's topic?
Today's topic is, what is your golden age of gaming? And I'd like to say, and this might be a hot take, I hate this question.
Why? Yeah,
that's fair enough. Why we should be advancing as a civilization, as a society.
How many times have we gone on this podcast and complained about how shit gaming is nowadays? If we talk about what made gaming good, maybe.
Oh, those children out there.
They don't know what we used to have.
Who said my golden...
Ain't no microtransactions back in my day.
My golden age is Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like how Sacco thinks. Here's my answer to this question. And this is why I don't like the question. Mm-hmm. My golden age of gaming is whenever I have enough time to sit and actually just delve into the world of gaming. That's my golden age. So it happens frequently, not quite enough
so
for my
have
liking,
to talk
but
about
frequently.
This podcast.
I don't have a lot to talk about because it's just me gaming. Me gaming for an extended period of time is my golden age of gaming. Moving on.
That's
Let's
a
go.
Good answer, though.
That's a good answer. That's it.
What are some of the times when you
there you
had
go. What are some of the times
a golden age?
Yeah. Give us some examples, Marissa.
Matt, why are you on his side?
Because we have 45 minutes to fill.
I trusted you. No, I'm against both of you.
I'm against both
of you. I'm against both of you. Yeah, listen here. It's my time to shine. My voice is a little weak, so I'm just gonna talk about it next time.
Hey?
But the thoughts are pondering.
This guy really is from the disco era.
I'm not I think Zach goes like, ooh, back in my, like, no, like, I'm not saying gaming was better.
That was just to be funny.
I know, but you're going to talk about how fucking the Xbox, the original Xbox was better than today's Xbox.
No, I didn't
Xbox.
Have the original Xbox.
He's going to talk about the Xbox 360. Let's be fucking honest.
I don't have to look
here.
At a loading screen. That's fucking amazing. Like, the PlayStation 5 can go from one side of New York to the other side of New York. On the PlayStation 1, when I played Spider-Man, I could walk down the alley, and then it would cut. When you were in the air, you couldn't touch the ground, because they couldn't figure out how to do both.
Just
every single time you would swing around New York, there was a mysterious gas. They're like, oh no, they did it again. The lizards are murdering all the people on the roads.
Oh no.
We can't touch the floor, because we can't figure out how to render it.
It's too far away, so we can't draw it on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. That's not, but it's they just couldn't figure it out. So,
but was that a fun game, Matt?
Yeah,
did you have fun playing that game?
I loved it.
Well, then there you go.
But I wouldn't necessarily.
They did the best with what they had.
I'm just saying, you're wrong for saying like a specific time period. Marissa has the right answer.
Yeah,
I just mind. The times when I was able to play video games like that was a very specific generation of video games.
I don't know if you've noticed, Matt, but I usually have the right answer.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the difference is that
Sacco's pouting. He's trying to brood, but he's pouting.
I'm not pouting. There's zero pout going on over here.
I don't know. You look like you're pouting.
You look like you're pouting.
I'm not. I'm literally smiling.
Neither am I. Now we have three Well, Matt, are you pouting?
No.
Then we have three non-pouting heathens.
Matt broods.
Why are you brooding, Matt? That's so weird.
Because
he's got a deep, raspy voice.
when was your brooding age?
It's right now. When did it happen? Currently.
Currently. In action.
So, Marissa.
Yeah.
You're saying that, like, so anytime you play video games, and you can delve in, that's your golden age. But there was a specific time when you played video games.
There have been specific times.
Don't quote me on this. 23 hours? Straight? 26? I'm thinking of a three decimal. How long did you play video games for?
Three decimal? What the fuck are you talking about?
Like 26. It was 23, 26, or 29. Like
it's not
it ended,
a three decimal, but I appreciate where you were going with that.
The end of the thing was a three or a six or a nine.
Or nine.
The end of the three was divisible by three? The end of the number?
Yeah. Yeah.
The end
the
of
second
the three?
Decimal.
You know what, Marissa? Just answer the question.
You played for 23 hours straight, right?
Yeah. So that was when I discovered.
Wow, brag about it.
I didn't. You bragged about it.
You brought it up, man. You bragged about
you're
it.
Welcome.
Talk I about how played... great
you are. You're such a great friend.
Matt,
great
be choice. A hype man. Please
continue. When you're not playing
such
video
a raspy
games, are you
hype man.
Recording the podcast?
You just in the background, we're telling a story? Yeah. Whoop.
You're fucking right. You're goddamn right.
Oh, God.
So how many video games did you play for 23 hours straight?
So this is when I discovered The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, and I lost it for a week. There was a week of my life that it was just Sean. That. It was just, no, it's there. I remember vividly what I did, and it was play Legend of Zelda all day. I remember very vividly my mom inviting people over to like have supper at our house, and it was somebody she worked with, but they had some, like, their child was my age. And perfect. It was very uncomfortable because I knew them. And I didn't know they were coming until about 20 minutes before. And by then it was too late for me to shower.
Yeah.
And I had not showered, like, all week.
Oh, boy.
That was a rough
but that's
one.
Okay because in that game they figured
but it
out how
was
to
the
make
golden
Link
age
swim.
Of gaming
so Link could actually go in the water without dying.
Listen, I got to run around on a horse
yeah.
and shoot things on
honestly,
the Wii. I was okay with it.
Some would say that the Wii was part of the golden age of gaming.
Is that part of your answer? Is that why you brought this up?
I think Nintendo is really great. That's not, first of all, it's not why I brought that up. It's just because I don't think you would confidently play games for 23 hours today. Because you have responsibilities.
No, because I'm an adult.
Yeah. So it's almost like the golden age of gaming has something to do with how much...
No, but I will say, I think, and this happened not last year, but the year before when I was really into Apex, there were days where I probably played it for like 12 hours.
Yeah. It's just the other hours, you couldn't play for 23 because you had to go to work.
Sure. We'll
okay.
say that.
Like there's days where
I'm a freelancer. I set my own hours, man.
That's why your answer was golden all ages. I decided is that's when it is. Yeah, I think the Wii is super revolutionary, and Nintendo does, they push the limits. They never try and be the best. Graphically or like their computing engines, like the Switch released out of date, like it was already not as good as the other stuff when it came out, but what they do with their technology is revolutionary. I think the Wii U was a horrible failure, and I think the GameCube was great for what it was, but like the Wii and the Switch both really like did something.
Well, Nintendo always has a gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really
But some
gimmicks
really are good. Some
they
of them
innovate,
are really good.
Even
Did
when
I
they don't
say
need
gimmick
to.
Was bad?
No. But it's like the Wii U is also a gimmick. That one was not a good gimmick.
Yeah, but it had a gimmick.
Yeah.
The Wii U had to die so that the Switch could live. The Wii U was really...
That's not correct.
And Nintendo made the Wii U, and then everyone was like, this is stupid. They're like, oh, yeah, we could make this better. Hold up. Give us a second. We can do
the
this.
Big issue was that the Wii and the Wii U both like played the same games, and like it used the same controller for everything other than the tablet. And it was like, this is something that's the same but different. And it's like, we don't want same but different. We want different.
Yeah.
And like the Wii could play GameCube games and can use GameCube controllers, but for its own games didn't. And honestly, my original answer was, I was going to say my golden age was like high school when like I didn't give a fuck. And like I would get home and just play PlayStation 3 until 4 a.m. and then wake up like 4 hours later and go to school and be miserable in class all day until I can do it again. Like I was going to say that was my golden age, but actually like the Wii and the Switch. And I have very specific memories for both. I can dive right in unless Sacco would like to chime in and I'll come back to me.
Go ahead. It's interesting.
It's interesting to me that yours are tied to systems and mine are tied to games.
Not necessarily just systems, but the systems, like the reason why
but the systems I liked.
Yeah. No, but it's just like Wii Sports, but like Wii Sports isn't necessarily. Like, the Wii is what made Wii Sports. Like, I don't like playing FIFA or NHL, but I like to hold up controllers and pretend to box. And I remember, like, that was the first time when, like, we would always go over to my cousin's house. And, like, I know, Sacco, you used to play, like, games and stuff with your cousins.
Yeah.
And, like, that got you in there. For me, it was like, I don't care about the games they were playing. And like they would play like Street Fighter and like Mortal Kombat. I'm like, I'm kind of shit at these. Like, I don't want to do this. But then we would play like Wii Tennis. And like my sister would play with us. And like she hated video games, but it's like she doesn't have to do the buttons now. She could like swing the racket.
Yeah.
And, like, competitive and so fun. And like we would go to my cousin's house just to play Wii Sports because he had a Wii before I did. And I was like, this is the fucking greatest shit ever.
The Wii was video games for everybody. The Wii was video games for people who didn't play video games. And it was amazing.
I think Twilight Princess for The Legend of Zelda was like one of the first ones that I really got into. Because I played the Game Boy Advance ones and like the Game Boy Color one, but it was very much like the Eagle Eye 2D 16-bit game. And like Twilight Princess was the first game that like was 3D and like looked real. And then there was like Link's crossbow training. And it was like that is the golden era. Like it's not even a good game. Like, it was debatably...
Shut your mouth.
Oh, Matt, with the slander.
It was debatably a demo.
Shut.
It was a demo.
Dragging Link's crossbow training through the mud. It was
a free game that came with, like, you bought the gun,
shut
the crossbow,
your
plastic,
mouth.
And it came with the free game.
Matt, some of those free games were the best, man. The NHL 3-on-3 arcade? That's a free game when you bought NHL 15.
A shit about anything else you said. But if you ever say that again in my presence, I will eviscerate you.
Oh,
how dare you?
Matt.
Debatably. It's the greatest game ever. While having no characteristics of a good game.
What do you need in a good game?
I don't know. A plot?
That's not necessarily true.
Yeah. Get fucked, Matt.
More than an hour of gameplay?
I played that game for many more hours than an hour.
It sounds like you didn't play the game enough, Matt.
Well,
and that's
I
your
played
fault.
It, I
it
played
sounds
it all the time.
Like you didn't
the
get the
over,
high
over,
score.
Over
it sounds like you never got the fucking
hold on,
high
hold on,
score.
Hold on. Marissa, we're talking about me. Do you think I got anywhere close to a high score?
I don't think you did, and that's why I don't think it was a game made for
no,
you,
I
but
it.
I loved it.
I loved it. I loved it. But it's more of a
when
demo.
You shot a... Shut your mouth.
It was oh, a, it was shit. A,
it was a sales pitch to sell more of the plastic crossbow guns that you would attach
no.
your Wii to, and also to sell more of Twilight Princess.
No. That was the only game I played with the crossbow.
Yeah. Me too. I think other people played like maybe Call of Duty or like...
Call
like
of Duty.
I don't know, other shooting games. My cousin would borrow my crossbow thing to play Call of Duty.
That's interesting.
It was Call of Duty World at War, and I said, "You're
I
playing it wrong. This is for Link's
perfect...
crossbow training."
I don't. I don't know how many times I got a perfect score in that game.
I know how many times I got a perfect score. Big fat goose egg.
not surprised.
Yeah, because you had to hit targets,
yeah.
And if you hit targets in a row, obviously, like your points would stack, and you get a multiplier. And so there was a perfect score if you hit all the targets in all the right spots without missing one and without like missing anything. And the first time, I will never forget the joy I felt when I got that for the first time.
And doesn't that sound pretty golden?
I'm not arguing with you.
I'm not arguing
with you.
This
was
one
of the
times. I'm not arguing with you either.
No, you are.
I'm not.
You're being a fucking asshole.
I'm being sassy.
You're dragging my favorite game through the mud, and you're being
a
fucking asshole about it.
It was a great game. It was debatable.
Call it a demo one more time.
It's kind of.
I fucking dare you.
Be careful.
I'm not saying that it's a demo.
But you did say that, though. You said that out loud.
Demo so that he can prove it to me.
But according. No, they call it a video game. We're good. We're good.
It's a video game, you fucking asshole.
It's a full. It's a full release video game.
Was it?
Why did you think it was a demo?
It just feels
Pokemon,
like a demo.
Pokemon Let's Go
it
Pikachu a demo that just came with the Pokeball? No, it was a full video game that came with the accessory.
It wasn't a gun. It was the Zapper.
The Zapper?
Yeah, it was called Nintendo Wii Zapper. Was the name of the plastic thing.
It
includes Link's crossbow training. Do you not know what it looks like, Sacco? It kind of looked like a crossbow. Without
I've,
the
no, I didn't have part. It. I never had the.
Well, you didn't live through the golden age gaming. I'll tell you
that
much.
I had it.
Then you should have had Link's crossbow training. It was the number one. That's a lie. Number one sold game was. It just seemed to me like it was like you bought the Wii Zapper and it came with Link's crossbow training.
Or it could be like a Rock Band thing where you bought the Rock Band game
but
and it came with the guitar.
Used it.
It just come with you could use the Rock Band guitar for Guitar Hero. Like it's the same, like it doesn't matter. It's just a controller, man. Also that it wasn't like it was a special made controller. It was a piece of plastic that you clipped a Wii remote into.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could use it for whatever game you want, Matt. You could play fucking Wii boxing with it if you wanted
to.
Well,
it wouldn't be very good if you used it for Wii boxing.
But it doesn't matter. It was just a piece of plastic with a controller in it. You could do whatever the fuck you wanted with it.
Sure.
The only accessory I had the Wii, I had the steering wheel for the Mario Kart.
Yeah, of course. Mario Kart, and if you bought Mario Kart, it came with the official steering wheel.
And
they were really good at selling plastic to us.
Oh, they were so good at selling plastic to us. We had like resistance bands that came with like a fucking workout game that my mom got a workout game for the Wii. And it came with like resistance bands. And it was like a whole fucking thing. But then we had an NHL game. It was like Gretzky's hockey or something. And it came with a stick. You put the controller in to this like stick thing. It was awful.
They were trying to sell us plastic.
Atrociously bad. But you felt really cool because you were in your living room and you're just like stick handling with this. You felt
really cool.
I felt cool. And then you shot.
Agree to disagree.
That's fine.
On the other plastics.
But I know people I know that you could get like there was a golf club.
No. There was a Wii, piece of plastic.
It was just a Wii Sports plastic bundle. Golf club with a Wii remote cutout on the handle. Yeah. So that you put the Wii remote where the
But there was
how is it different than the hockey stick?
It's a different shape.
Like you're making
completely different, Marissa.
It's a different shape, Marissa.
No, he's making fun of it.
And one of them was in the shape of a hockey stick.
He's making fun of it. He's like, oh, and then you just put the Wii remote at the top like a fucking idiot. Yeah, like you probably feel so stupid.
Yeah.
The hockey stick was different.
At least the hockey stick you had to put the nunchuck and the Wii remote in because you had to skate around with the nunchuck.
So
right?
So yeah, you're so on the much top better of the than stick, the people who played the golf.
And then you had the buttons if you wanted to like pass or something, you had to use the buttons on the Wii remote. So it was but the golf one, you just swung it. You could just use the Wii remote for that.
I hate to be the person to tell you this, Hako, but they were both just pieces of plastic with a hole cut into them.
Oh, 100%.
The reason why the zap
so was the good, crossbow.
No, it gave it a trigger. Because the B button, like if you played the Link's crossbow training without it, it felt like you just pushed the B button on the back of the Wii remote. But like the zapper gave it like a good trigger.
Yeah. Like a proper
trigger. Like a proper. It looked like a submachine gun and it felt like.
Also, I might say, go fuck yourself, Matt, for saying it had one level. It had 27 different levels.
Matt never beat the first level.
No, I used to play it a lot. I'm sure I beat it.
Sure. All right. You tell yourself whatever you need to.
I think when we were attaching plastic pieces to our controllers, that was the golden age.
So that was that. Nintendo used to sell us plastic, and now they're selling us cardboard.
Yeah, that's literally a thing for the Switch. It was fucking that's sick. That is a sick thing to do. Like even Nintendo, the Mario Kart. Did you see the new Mario Kart?
The only company that could do
like,
that.
I feel like the only reason Matt agreed to this topic was so he could talk about Nintendo. I
fucking love Nintendo.
Nintendo's great, man. They innovate.
Fucking love it.
They think differently.
I'm really stressed for the Switch 2 because if it doesn't do anything other than like it's going to be really hard to innovate but also keep it all, like it's like the same thing with the Wii U, like you got to switch it up completely or like you got to walk a really fine line.
There's not really like I don't really know what they could do with it,
but they're like people keep talking about it because it's like the Switch is old as fuck.
Yeah, they just kind of honestly, if they just came out with a Switch with a better screen and better graphics,
but they did that. It's called the OLED, the Nintendo.
No, but
OLED.
The OLED, I'm seeing like a more high resolution screen, not just a better looking same screen. Like it was, it's the, you need a better, the OLED screen is the same screen resolution as the old Switch.
No, but the Switch
just had OLEDs. Yes, but if you have a new Switch with new processor, you can have faster Switch make better shit. Faster Switch make better shit,
it's
man.
It's almost 10 years old.
Yeah, and it was using
it an old processor
to begin with.
It came out in 2017, Tegra. And in 2017 when it was released, it was out of date.
Yeah. Anyways, Matt likes Nintendo consoles, so your golden age is the Wii and the Switch.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you my other golden age, but I feel like I need to break away from Nintendo for a bit. Let's go somewhere else. Go ahead, Sako. What's your golden age?
Okay. What do you want to talk about? Golden age was the Game Boy Advanced SP.
Is that true, Matt?
No. For the Switch, there's a specific time that I'm extremely nostalgic for. In a really fucked up way, but we'll get to that later. Spoiler alert.
Okay. I'm like Matt. I also have like, I would associate golden ages with like specific console like generations. I wasn't you my just family
need to game more.
Huh?
I don't have What'd a lot of free time. Or so I'm tired. I'm tired, and I had to have any voice. I wasn't to play video games.
Our family wasn't a big Nintendo family. We had PlayStations. We had all the PlayStations.
Yeah.
So the first one would be the PlayStation 1, because that's wow, when.
What? No way.
Yeah, crazy.
The first PlayStation was the PlayStation 1.
No, my first golden era would be the PlayStation 1.
That is crazy. Blockbuster.
Because PlayStation like 1, my cousins would come over from like Montreal and come in. Like they would stay with us for like a couple weeks, and then we'd play Crash Bandicoot all the time. There were Spider-Man for the PlayStation 1. Like there were so many good games for that console.
Hagrid in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh man, I had
revolutionary.
I had Philosopher's Stone.
I had it on the PC.
I had the Philosopher's Stone on the PlayStation, but I had the Chamber of Secrets on the PC. And the Chamber of Secrets looked significantly better on the PC.
then maybe the Sorcerer's Stone looked better on the PC.
Hagrid was a
any
block.
Of them. If you had the PlayStation version of these games, it looked like absolute dog shit. And then you had them on the PC, and it looked like actual people. It was not the same game.
Go ahead.
So PlayStation 1, and then like the Xbox 360, PS3 era. Because we had
PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2 was the highest grossing.
The PlayStation 2 was good. I enjoyed the PlayStation 2. It was a good console, and there were a lot of good games for it that I liked. But if I'm thinking of like my fondest memories, it's PS3, Xbox 360. Because we had the 360 at launch, which was a whole fucking. Or we lined up in front of Best Buy. We fucking bought that shit at like midnight. Like it was a whole thing. Got the Xbox 360 home, and it came with a demo disc. That one wasn't a demo disc. It came bundled with Forza Motorsport 2, maybe 3. I don't know. and Marvel's Ultimate Alliance. And oh my god, did I play the shit out of those two games. Then we had Halo 3 came out for the 360, and I played an unreal amount of that game. And then for the PS3, we had all the Call of Duties, NHL, we played like mad, all the sports games. But the best game and the best memories I have for the PS3 was for like, I think it was NHL 15 or 14. You got NHL 3-on-3 arcade for free.
Best NHL game.
And oh my god, me and one of my friends, because he would come over to my house after school, and we would play 3-on-3 arcade, and we had like a fucking series going where we had to pick our teams. And we had our team.
That's fucking rude.
What? No, it was you. This was elementary school. I didn't know you yet.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine. You get a pass, but a thin one.
Yeah, I didn't know you yet. But like I think mine was like Datsuk Briere, like, and a Finneganov or something. Like it was like old school NHL.
Those aren't real names. You're saying syllables.
And like we would play that game so much. We would go over to like our friend's house, and like all six of us would play at the same time, and it would just be at utter chaos. And like it was just like that game was so good, and it was just free. It was a free game that came with NHL.
Well, 14. It wasn't free. You paid for NHL 14,
but it was. Debatably, but it was just
I paid $60 for NHL 3-on-3 arcade and got NHL 14 for free.
There it is. Fair enough. But just some of the games I played, Minute Club Los Angeles came out for the PS3. Like that was an amazing game. There were a couple of really good Crash Bandicoots came out for the PS3. Like the PS3 had some really good games. The Last of Us came out for the PS3.
I mean, technically,
it was the original one, man. It was the first one that you could like preload and like play while it was down. It was like a whole thing when the Last of Us came out.
I think that our age has a huge factor in why you like the PlayStation 3 so much. Because I was just thinking like the PlayStation 1 and the PlayStation 2 were both around at the same time as Blockbuster. And yes. My parents used to take us to Blockbuster, and we would rent a game.
Oh, man.
And then, I wish that I could rent games now.
I'll never get that feeling again where you go into Blockbuster right after buying the new console and a whole aisle opens up to your possibilities. You were always on this side of the aisle before, and now all of a sudden you have a PS2, and now this whole aisle is open. You're like, oh my god, I could get any of these games.
I would go into Blockbuster for the movies, and I'd be like, if we go to the video game section, I'd be like, no, you don't have anything. And then I'd be like, oh. And then once the video game thing opened up, but then it was still like, I was a child, so I was still dependent on my father taking me there and my father's money. So if I was like, can we, like, if I didn't beat the game and I was like, can I renew this? He'd be like, no, that's a waste of money. Get something different or don't get anything. I'm like, well, I guess I'm never going to know how Toy Story finishes.
Yeah.
Don't know how that game ends.
Yeah.
But I think that was such like that was a huge thing for gaming. That was like a way to make it a bit more inclusive. And I think that was a very golden age. And I think we're kind of getting back to it with the Game Pass and like PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, and it seems
extra,
like trials, like game trials are starting to become a thing again. Like, I know they're like a big thing on the PS5. Like, Sony keeps trying to push these trials.
Yeah.
Where you can like try a game for 3 hours, 5 hours.
I don't think that's the same thing.
But it's getting there. You're like,
do you like this game? Play 3 hours of it. You like it? Give us $100.
To buy the game after. Yeah.
I'm thinking more of like, you know, walking to a Blockbuster and paying.
And then getting it for like a week.
I actually have no idea how much Blockbuster charged, but like $5.
I don't remember. I'm sure it was like four or five games
were like really short. Like you probably could have beat it in a week.
Oh, yeah.
Like that was such a great thing for inclusivity. Like you just buy the console and then everything else kind of like gets back into it. And then like the Game Pass, fucking fantastic, right? Like I think it's just the reason why me and you, like, because I also played, like the most of the games I've played ever was on the PlayStation 3, but that was because I had my own income, but not enough responsibility to stop me from playing games. Like I would literally play games for 16 hours, 15 hours straight and then go to McDonald's and my manager would be like, why are your eyes bloodshot? And I'm like, I was staring at a computer screen for 15 hours straight. Leave me alone. They're like, are you sober? Yes.
Concrete
I know
Olympus,
there's not a lot of people in this room that are sober, but I am.
About it.
I just was in a dark room staring at a TV screen for too long. That is a real story.
I believe you.
I'm sure I'm spoiling this for nobody, but a lot of people at McDonald's would smoke weed even before it was legal.
What? Crazy. Yep.
Allegedly, for legal reasons,
this is all a joke.
You don't know for legal reasons there was a lot of people on subsistence. So whenever
for
I would
legal,
show up,
for legal reasons there was a lot of people.
there was a lot of people whose names will not be named. But every time I would go in, my manager would be like, "Are you sober?" And I'd be like, "Yep, I was just playing video games all night. My head hurts." This is my 17th Monster Energy drink.
I'm severely dehydrated and overcaffeined.
I have had nothing but Monster Energy.
But I have not had weed. So there is no illegal substances
in my body.
Perfect. Go on the drive-thru for 23 hours straight. Like, thanks. See you later.
Yay.
Right? So it's like, I would take all my money like to EB Games and buy as much as I possibly could. And like, I was... Like, that was a huge deciding factor. But I think that the games were almost cooler when they were the PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2.
Yeah. I have very fond memories of like
going into Blockbuster. PS1.
You go into Blockbuster and getting...
And licking all the cases.
No. What'd you say? I hope
you walk into Blockbuster. And you pick
a lot of people touch those games, Matt. That was not a clean environment.
I'm not saying that I would do that. All I'm saying is every single Switch game I've ever licked has been owned by me.
Well, that's fantastic for you, Matt. Please don't lick used games.
No,
every Switch game that I've ever licked.
Matt licks
the
Switch
games. Oh, Switch games. I thought he said PlayStation games. Oh. And I was like not them too.
This guy just licks all his fucking
games. They taste bad. What if they start making them and they don't taste bad? How are you going to know?
No, you don't have to. That's not information that you need to know.
It's just sometimes when Matt talks, I don't want to listen.
It's fair.
Because it's so stupid.
Matt, just don't lick things. Don't lick video games.
I feel like I'm talking to a three-year-old.
Matt.
But if
Matt,
I was a three-year-old.
Don't put this, Matt. Don't put this Switch game in your mouth. If
I
was a three-year-old
and I did want to put this Switch game in my mouth, I wouldn't because it tasted bad.
Kate, but if my nieces were here and they heard you say this and they're a lot younger than you, they would tell you not to lick video games. And I just feel like when there's small children who know better than you, you need to evaluate parts of your life.
Maybe. Maybe. Speaking of Switch games. Matt? I can go back to my other one, unless Marissa, you had something that you wanted to
share. No, you go for it.
So it was a little bit of a dark time. February 2020, March 2020.
You're doing great.
You're
March 2020.
Totally normal sentences.
The unnamed global event.
The unnamed global event. Fucking everybody's life kind of went to shit. Animal Crossing came out. And this is what I was saying earlier when I was nostalgic of a time that I probably shouldn't be nostalgic for. But I think a lot of free time was provided to me. And a lot of people couldn't see a lot of people. And a couple of my friends had Animal Crossing, like my cousin. My cousins had Animal Crossing and my partner had Animal Crossing. We weren't together. We were together for like a year at this point. I'm doing math in my head. That's why I'm hesitating. And so, like, we were still, like, kind of, like,
hesitating,
we were, like,
struggling. It's, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. What math did you need to do at
None.
That point? Math?
I just
no.
was
None.
Thinking about it. None. I don't need any math.
Yeah.
I know exactly yeah. things. So me and my partner, yeah. we would like.
2019 to 2020 yeah. is pretty easy math.
Yeah. But we didn't start, like, it was just, when did we start dating in 2019? Yeah. We were still, yeah, we were it was a committed thing, but we were still on like the newer side, and a global pandemic yeah. can kind of put a dampen on that. And it kind of got
it?
Hard.
Okay.
But a lot of people, and I'm not the only person who did this, but a lot of people would have dates in Animal Crossing. And I think that's a very beautiful thing. And
I did not
there's
know
a
that.
Museum. There's a museum.
Yeah,
there's
Saka
an
wouldn't
aquarium.
Know that.
I didn't play Animal Crossing.
It's I know for a fact, like I used to see people, you should play Animal Crossing. They're just for, I mean, I'm breaking the third wall, but the fourth wall?
The third wall?
The third wall?
Sure. I'm breaking the cyber wall. Sacco has a stupid thing on his, I'm assuming, MacBook where like he makes faces and
they
then like
it.
Emojis pop up.
They fixed it now. So it's not all
so
glitchy
he's like
anymore.
Making faces at me and then things are, I don't want to see the fucking thumbs down, man. Anyways, a lot of people would have dates in Animal Crossing and you can go look at each other's islands and you can go to the museum. And I remember there was a lot of nights where like the world seemed like it was ending and we just hopped on and went to each other's islands and we would look at each other's flowers and look at each other's aquariums and look at each other's museums. And it was a very beautiful time. And I think the world kind of connected on something that was a pretty good time. It was also like the first time ever that I've worked a lot of retail jobs. And at the time I was working a retail job and it was like, can I have this day off? And they're like, no, fuck you. And it's like, can we like work less and get paid the same? And they're like, no, fuck you. And then all of a sudden they were like, okay, fine, like stay home. And it's like, I can play video games again. And I think that's a great, great thing. So one of my golden ages of video games was Animal Crossing and going to other people's islands and looking at their fun stuff. And then also, you know, going like when you couldn't go on a real date, you just go on a little cute date in Animal Crossing. I think it was really fun.
That is pretty cute. I'll give you that.
It's great. Those are my gold. So it was like the Wii for like the Wii Sports shit and then like the Switch for like Animal Crossing.
I could have told you that Matt was going to talk about Nintendo. I would not have guessed that Matt was going to say something cute.
You know what? I'm full of surprises.
We're 162 podcasts in and he still manages to surprise us.
It's just what I'm good at.
Wow.
That's why I'm here for the wow factor. For nothing else but the wow factor.
Yeah, you're here
I would
for
love
other reasons.
I would absolutely love like just a little bit of confirmation on this, because I know, like, I do know multiple people who would like go on Animal Crossing dates. If you went on an Animal Crossing date ever, maybe let us know on Discord, and I would love to hear about your Animal Crossing dates.
Link is in the description of this podcast, unless Sacco fucked up, and then you can go yell at him on Instagram at
Don't. Hey, the link has been in every podcast.
But has the link been working in every podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, that was link. A problem for a while.
It's a permanent link now. We figured out what the problem
permanent,
was.
Yeah, it was a permanent link before.
No, it too. Wasn't. I didn't know there was a difference. So there was.
Well, I gave you a permanent link.
No one told me. You still no, you didn't give me anything. You told me to go get the. We're fight, not talking about.
Fight,
it's fine.
Fight.
We don't have to bring. We don't have to bring the podcast listeners into our drama. Hey, you know it's okay. What?
My golden age.
The podcast listeners are here for the drama. Shut your mouth.
All joking aside, I don't want to sound like a bunch of people complaining about the next generation. And I think
I think that there's a lot of good games right now, and there's a lot of good gaming happening right now. And I will say, like, in terms of my life, anytime I've been able to find games that I love, I really would call it a golden age of gaming, which is why I really didn't like find a lot with this question, because I could just talk about anything.
Yeah.
Which means
it's
really not specific enough to drop anything at the same time. You know what I mean? So I've had my moments where I played a lot. I think one of the things I might want to talk about specifically with me is when I was younger, but I've talked about this lots as well. I used to play Game Boy games like nonstop. Like, I was known as the girl who was sitting at her brother's hockey games with her Game Boy. They were shocked when I watched the game, like the hockey game, instead of playing my Game Boy. Like, that was like
something
revelation.
Must have been really good happening on the ice.
Like, wow, she's really, really committed to this one. That was a really happy time for me. And for me, that was the height of that was the Game Boy Advanced SP, which I just loved. I thought that was brilliant. And it had so many fun games, and you could still play the old Game Boy games and the new ones, and it had the backlight. It was super cool. I thought that was the best. And I feel like I would have felt that way about the DS as well, but I didn't play it as much because I was heading into university more when I had the 3DS. So I didn't get that out of there.
It's really like amazing how much a portable console can do. And like, I think something that I love about like the Game Boy specifically is that like the Game Boy Advance can play the Game Boy Color games, and the Game Boy Advance SP can play like it could play all the games, and then the DS could play Game Boy Advance games. And like, Nintendo definitely, again, sorry just to be a Nintendo fanboy, but they really like didn't isolate their audience.
Yeah.
And like the backwards compatibility, it was never like forever. Like, you couldn't play the Game Boy Color games on the Game Boy or like on the Nintendo DS. And like, once the Nintendo 3DS came out, you couldn't play Game Boy Advance games anymore, but you could play DS games and 3DS games, which was like a bad naming, but they were technically different consoles. But like, they would always give you at least one generation back. So it's like, any games that you missed, you can still play these. And like, if you had a lot of these games and you want to upgrade, you could still play them and maybe sell your old one to somebody, and then somebody else gets to play them. And it's like, it just felt like it was great marketing because we're spending more money on these new games, but it was also like, it helped the community continue to grow instead of kind of isolating it. Like, the PlayStation 3 not being compatible with anything because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing when they built it, and they still don't know how the fuck they built it. So PlayStation 3s can basically never be played.
Yeah.
Like, there was, and like, the Xbox is pretty good at it. Like, you can play, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can play any Xbox game on any console.
Yes and no. Like, they have a list of backwards compatible games. It's a long list. It's most of the Xbox games.
Yeah.
But it isn't technically every single Xbox game.
It also, like, it feels almost different when it's a console, because like, I could have an Xbox One and an Xbox 360 both plugged into my TV, but I'm not going to walk around like with a Game Boy Color and a Game Boy Advance and a Game Boy 3DS and like a PSP, like, all in my pocket. Like, eventually you're going to like hit a point where it's like, I don't need the old console anymore, but I still want to play the old games.
Yeah, Nintendo is at least was very big on making sure that you could play at least the last generation on the current console.
Yeah.
Because even like I had a DS Lite and it had a Game Boy Advance slot on it.
Yeah, it had the Game Boy Advance slot. And like the Wii could play GameCube games.
Yeah.
The Switch is like they switched to cartridges, so it's kind of they kind of lost it there.
Yeah, but even like the 3DS had the like they had like the retro store.
Yep.
Where you could like
I don't know, I get to buy them Super Nintendo but like games, you could but, play like, you could, yeah, like yeah. you could play anything. And like even now on the Switch, like if you have the membership, you can play like there's like a huge catalog of games going up all the way back to the original NES.
Yeah.
So I think that was
Yeah, Sony really fucked it with the PS3.
Yeah.
They were like, we're going to do something totally different. And then the next one came out. They're like, well, we don't know how to emulate that now.
That was a bad idea.
So you can play your PS3 games on our PS3s in Japan and we'll stream you the video. How's that sound? Yeah, does that sound good?
So weird. I think, but something I was going to say though, and Marissa, like you definitely remind me of this. So I'm going to speak kind of on your behalf, but
okay,
because that's what I love to do.
Yeah, you do.
But here's a little story. Like, so going back to like 2005, 2010, there was a big thing called CDs. I just really want to make myself sound like an old man. And something that a lot of stereos did was put like 5 CD slots. So you can put 5 CDs in your stereo at the same time.
Yeah.
And you can play. I'll get to the part where you're involved. You're not part of this.
Yeah, story. I was like, I have no idea.
What the fuck is happening?
So. Like, because you wouldn't want to get up after playing your, like, you wouldn't want to, you would put your music on. And then when the song was over, you wouldn't want to, like, get up and change CDs. So you would put 5 CDs into your stereo and you could listen to 5 albums almost simultaneously. Like, as soon as one ended, you just go to the next one and you can switch back and forth. And I remember when I was probably 15 to 20, I had a manager and he was like, I hope when they make the next PlayStation, I think it was the PlayStation 4. Like we were on the PlayStation 3 and he was like, when they make the PlayStation 4, I hope they put 5 disc slots so that I don't have to get up and change my game. And like the load times are going to be so much better because there's going to be 5 discs. And now going forward, I'm like, that was horrible. I was like, they're never going to do that. That's a horrible idea. Like,
this is gonna be huge. They're trying to make it smaller. Massive.
Yeah. It's a bad idea. But then they kind of went digital and it was like, oh no, like I'm afraid of digital. Like I like to have the disc and like all that bullshit. It's like, what if it doesn't work? Blah, blah, blah. Bringing it back to relevance. Marissa never looks at loading screens or menus.
Yeah, I don't.
Because
I don't.
Her console is so good that you don't need to do that. And it's like you can switch from one game to another game and be in the exact level that you want to be in. Because the processing power of the newest generation is so amazing.
The only game it doesn't work for, and I will tell you this, is Apex. Because, and I it's just, I don't know if it's because it's so much online or what it is, but if it's left on that screen too long, it just gets glitchy.
I don't know if they do this on the Xbox, but on the PC, it also has an anti-cheat thing. So like every time the game loads, it has to run, it runs an anti-cheat thing.
I don't think it does that on the consoles, but I think it's more like because the game just freezes. When you quit, when you close the game, go to the home screen, it just freezes the game in its current state. And so it's when it comes back on and it's like connecting to the network again, it's like, oh, it's yesterday at 3 o'clock. And it's like, no, it's today at 5. So you need to
it's not yesterday,
to
me. It's today.
Yeah, like you need to now reconnect because you're not at the right time. And I'm sure because it happens with me and with Madden too. If I'm on Madden, I just close it and it like suspends it. When I open it back up, it wants me to re-sign into the EA network because it's still trying to it still thinks it's like yesterday.
I think that's like that's more like online exclusive games.
Yeah, for most of the online games, the like I forgot what they called it. But like the instant like back feature doesn't work.
But basically where I'm going with this is that like we're sitting here being like, oh, my golden age of gaming was like when we were going to Blockbuster. And my golden age of gaming is when I was playing like the Game Boy at the hockey rink. And like those are like very specific memories that we have that we love. But the golden age of gaming is tomorrow. and it'll always be tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, what a good line.
I think that's the end of the podcast right there.
I think that's it. We got to cut it there before Matt says something stupid.
Let's fucking go.
Wow.
Do you want to talk about Matt, what you're currently playing, or should I just end it here?
I think we should just end it. Fuck it. I think that's a good way to end it.
The possibilities are endless.
All right. Well, I'm gonna roll with that. So you just heard a brilliant piece of wisdom from Matt, and I'm gonna cut him off before he can take that moment away from himself. So sudden ending here, but thank you so much for listening. If you want to check us out on Discord, the link will be in the description of this podcast. If you want to check us out on Twitch and see what we're playing there and or ask us questions during our stream, go for it. twitch.tv/crownheathens. We stream every Tuesday and sometimes other days. So check us out there. We also have an Instagram, a TikTok, a Twitter at Crown Heathens on all of those. And otherwise, that's pretty much it. So check us out there. And yeah, any final thoughts, guys? Resounding silence. Matt doesn't want to take his wisdom. Yeah.
I don't want to. I can't top that. I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we thank you one more time for listening, and we will most definitely catch you in the next one. Bye, friends.
I couldn't ruin my expert knowledge. I don't know where the fuck that came from. That just, what the fuck was that?
It just, you dropped that and
I had nothing. I didn't know where I was going until I got there, and then I was like, damn, here we are.
Damn.
Who would have thought?
I need to go. I should not go any further.
Who would have thought? Evie says go fuck yourself.
Bye.